Hey there, Chamber members. Welcome to another installment of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce podcast. We are so glad to have you tuned in with us today. I am one of your hosts here on our team. My name's Jay Revel. I'm vice president here at the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce, and I've got my dynamic partner here, Sarah Solomon. Sarah, how's everything going today?
It's a great day here at the Chamber, and I'm excited to be here on this podcast with you today.
Always, always. You know, folks, we have had a lot of fun these first few months of producing this podcast with you, and we've had some great guests on, and we have an incredible lineup for you coming to your ears very soon in the year ahead. But we thought it would be fun to sort of take a minute and reflect a little bit on 2018 and sort of what it meant for our community here in Tallahassee, and really look at what some of it might mean looking forward in Tallahassee. It's always interesting. You know, we sit in a lot of meetings, Sarah, and we have a lot of conversations about, you know, what are the best attributes of our community. We're often asked to help people sell Tallahassee.
Exactly.
Whether for a new project coming to town or someone who's thinking about moving back to Tallahassee, we get calls here all the time from people who are just looking for information.
Right.
And so one of the interesting things that we do is we try to keep track of a lot of awards and accolades and mentions that our community gets. And it's a fun thing to sit down at the beginning of a new year and reflect on just how some things are doing really well in Tallahassee and how some people are noticing that.
Mm-hmm. You know, something that makes our job really easy here too, Jay, and I know you know this, but there's just so much about Tallahassee that deserves to be celebrated. There's so much out there. There's something for everybody. And you know, you really can never find the end of all the good things that Tallahassee has to offer. If we just want to kind of jump into the list, one of the things that stands out to me is that we were ranked number 60 on the top 100 best places to live by livability.com.
Yeah, which is fantastic. I mean, you know, I think in this day and age, we were having this conversation with a chamber member earlier, that you're increasingly able to live anywhere you want to live and still work.
Tons of remote people working out there. You can really just take your skills anywhere these days.
Totally. And, you know, kind of moving into more and more what people call that gig economy, you have an opportunity to truly live anywhere. And so to be recognized as a place that's a highly livable community, somewhere that's very desirable, somewhere that has a great quality of life, is important and increasingly important because particularly our generation, you know, we're kind of the two millennials with some microphones here today. You know, you've got a scenario where that's the kind of things that people are increasingly looking for.
Sure.
And Tallahassee's chosen by a lot of well-educated folks. You know, when we go through sort of again this list of accolades that we've compiled that all came out about Tallahassee in 2018. You know, one of the first most interesting things that came up on our list was being ranked one of the top 20 most educated city in the U.S. By Wallet Hub, and really number one in Florida in those rankings, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that's I have the privilege of doing here at the Chamber is shooting and editing Talent Lives Here videos, which is a great series that we launched earlier this year that highlights young professionals that choose to live in Tallahassee for whatever reason and do a variety of really cool things. I love to do this because I get to hear so many cool stories of why people chose Tallahassee and what they like about it. And the sheer amount of successful people that are up and coming in the Tallahassee community, it's really cool to see. And we have a really concentrated amount of talent in various skills here in our hometown, and it's just kind of something neat to see day in and day out when I interview these people.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me just, you know, the variety of backgrounds that have been assembled in this community, and again, like you said, some really talented people who are doing some amazing things. I mean, I every day we walk into a company somewhere and you kind of end up looking around going, wow, I can't believe this is in Tallahassee. This is really cool. And there's usually some really compelling story of either an entrepreneur or someone who's really putting their nose to it every single day and making it happen, which is really just incredible.
Speaking of, I can't believe this is in Tallahassee. How about the world's biggest magnet?
No doubt. Yeah. It's, there's a lot of advantages to having the most powerful magnets in the world here in your community. And you know, one of those things that we continue to see more and more of, Sarah, is big national grants coming into our community. Last year,
sure,
there was a huge award from the National Science Foundation, $184 million to the Mag Lab. Again, you know, studying the impact on that magnetics has on technology and where our society is heading. And we are continuing to see companies that come here from all over the world to study in partnership with the Mag Lab, learn from these technologies, and then figure out how to incorporate it into their businesses. And one of the most fascinating things that I think, you know, we'll probably try to have a show on this with a little bit more depth to it at some point.
But sure.
If you haven't heard, folks, our friends over at the Office of Economic Vitality have formed a magnetics task force, and they are taking a super targeted approach to how to convert those technologies that are being developed out of the Mag Lab into economic development opportunities mm-hmm. for our community. And that's something that you probably heard a little bit of something about it in 2018, but in 2019 we look forward to bringing you some more information there, because I think there'll be some more and exciting news.
Oh, sure.
You know, and you know, 2018 had a lot of challenges.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, one of the things that I think we can all be really proud of, you know, Sarah in Tallahassee, is that this community tries to be well prepared. One of the things that was on our list that I thought was really fascinating was this: the National Hurricane Conference designated Leon County the first hurricane strong community in the nation.
Sure.
And you know, you might see that and think, "Wow, okay, that's just some press release," and you know, not really sure what that means for me. But mm-hmm. this year really goes to show you how important it is to be prepared. As you know, Hurricane Michael came through and hit our community very hard, and the communities around us. And
sure.
You know, I think the fact that our community was so well prepared for this hurricane allowed our businesses to get back up and running, allowed people who, you know, got impacted in other areas to be able to come here and get the services that they need. I mean, those things, sure. they really matter.
I remember right after the storm happened here in Tallahassee, the effects that we saw, we heard a presentation at one of our board meetings from the county administrator and the city manager. And it was, they gave us kind of a report out on the amount of damage that they saw. And it was really kind of amazing to me to hear those numbers, because they were a lot higher than I expected from what I saw with my own eyes. So that shows me right there that they acted fast. And I really appreciate seeing that, especially seeing what happened to some communities nearby. So it's good to know that we're prepared and ready, whatever 2019 brings.
Yeah, and you know, resiliency like that matters a lot. I know our local government funds are investing a lot of time and energy and effort into being a more resilient city, and you know, those things matter when you're, again, you're someone who's trying to figure out where to start a career.
Absolutely.
Where to start a life, where to build your future. And another great ranking that came out, you know, for our city last year was we were ranked the number 7 top city in Florida to start a career by our friends at Wallet Hub. Which is, you know, really cool. They did 182 cities all across the country, and we were ranked 93rd. Which again, you're a top 100 place to start a career in the entire country, which is really saying a lot.
Oh, phenomenal! And I agree with that 100%. I think it's a really cool place. We've got a lot of growth happening. It's really up and coming. And again, talking to the young professionals who we do the Talent Lives Here videos with just really puts it in perspective to see there's so many different reasons why these folks chose the community, and there's more to come. There's more for everybody. One of the other things that I think is neat is that we were ranked on the list of 20 cool cities that you should check out before everyone else does. And that's all across the United States. So I thought that was really cool that we were singled out as a cool city that you should check out. And I really do agree with that one too, because there's lots here in Tallahassee, and there's lots within a really close distance that can attract people.
Yeah, that story came out from a place called the Matador Network. And it was really cool for us to go through and look at some of the quotes in that story, which really,
for sure.
I think, you know, sometimes when you hear someone else talk about how wonderful your community is, it helps put things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really cool example of people saying, hey, you may have heard of Tallahassee, but you may not have heard of all the new reasons why this place
sure.
is really cool now.
Uh-huh.
So you probably should go invest some time and go check it out before before the lines get too long.
Exactly. You know? And I think from reading that story, I think one of the things that they highlighted was they said it won't be long before you realize that the Capitol is meant to be lived outdoors, which I think really speaks to our community.
Well, and you know, all those things, and I can speak to this from a real personal perspective, you know, in the last year. Tallahassee came in ranked as the fifth best city in America to raise a family. You know, we hear so often, I mean, it's one of the more common commentaries about our community that Tallahassee is such a great place to raise a family. And last year, in January 2018, my wife and I welcomed a beautiful little baby girl, and we just celebrated her first birthday. And I can tell you, you know, it is a really amazing place to have a family. You know, we're able to walk to a number of parks from our neighborhood. You know, we love taking her down to Cascades Park. We love taking her to all the amazing activities that happen downtown. And, you know, anywhere we take her, whether it's just to the grocery store or across town for some grand adventure, it's really a friendly environment for families. You can tell that everywhere you go, you kind of hear the sounds and laughter of children and a lot of smiling parents. And we have some very good infrastructure here that touches on a lot of the things that you need to be a parent. And we continue to find, you know, like you were talking about earlier in your Talentless Here videos, that's one of the strongest assets that we have absolutely. As a community. People really, really take a lot of pride in being able to raise a family here.
And something that we hear a lot from the people that we work with every day is that they really want Tallahassee to continue to be a place where their kids can grow up and work and live, and they will, the next generation, choose to live in Tallahassee. I think we got some great things going, and it's encouraging to see that the future kind of wants the same thing. Another highlight of our, fall was the opening of the new Greenwise Market in Tallahassee. If you haven't been there, it's a great place to get lunch. It is an awesome grocery store, and it's the first of its kind out of all Publix. Publix is the owner, I guess you could say, and this is a prototype market, a prototype store for them that is all organic. They have a ton of food options and a deli, and they do all their own stuff over there. And it's a really great, cool place that you can kind of go new. It's in Gaines. It's on Gaines Street. So that's a great place to check out. I know we were all excited. It's in within close distance to our office if we ever get hungry during lunchtime.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a great place. And we go, you know, it's located down in, you know, in the College Town area, but my wife and I actually shop there quite a bit, and it's a wonderful store. And you know, that whole area is a fascinating thing. Most folks have probably seen a lot of the construction, but you might not know this, but in fall of 2018, Tallahassee welcomed more new bedrooms online than any other college town in America.
Wow.
More college student housing beds came online here this fall than anywhere else in America, folks. I mean, talk about reinventing the entire collegiate experience.
Sure.
It's really tremendous. You know, you think about, you know, last year you saw great rankings in our colleges and universities moving up. Florida State University, Florida A&M University, Tallahassee Community College, all recognized in their peer groups, all recognized nationally as, you know, places that you can get tremendous value, where you can get a tremendous education, and all of those numbers continue to move up, and it's really, really cool. And one of the coolest things about it is, although our community is changing so much, particularly in those areas around our universities and becoming much more attractive, it's also still very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
We were ranked in the top 25 most affordable college towns by Move.org last year. So although you're seeing a lot of shiny and new coming on board, it's still highly ranked as an affordable community for both college students and for people who happen to live in college towns, you know,
sure.
like you and I.
Yeah, we get the great benefits of living so close to all of that. You know, for anybody that is listening here and wants to read more about any of these things that we've mentioned, we'll surely link these articles so you can read more and see some of the cities that we're compared to. It's cool to see that we made the list out of some of these lists from all over the United States. But one thing that I just kind of like to zero in, Jay, I know you keep a pulse on jobs data over the year and you kind of continuously report out about it. How did we kind of shake up through the end of the year? Can you give us a full recap on data.
Yeah. So, you know, the jobs numbers are always fascinating to look at, Sarah. We here at the Chamber, we try to keep a pretty good eye on all those numbers and just, you know, make sure things are moving in the right direction. And I can tell you, in 2018, they certainly did. The November numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics are out. You know, they're always kind of lagged by about a month. So November is the last numbers we have out. And they were really good. What we like to look at are what they call the non-farm salary jobs. Mm-hmm. So the number that we see that's sort of the top line, most important one, is the total amount of jobs in that category. And this is for the Tallahassee MSA. So when we say MSA, that's Metropolitan Statistical Area. That's how a lot of this data that these rankings are compiled off of comes from. So that's Leon County, Gadsden County, Wakulla County, and Jefferson County. So within our four-county area, there were 187,800 jobs at the end of November, which is a really impressive number. So just to give you some perspective, that's 2.6% more than November of 2017. That's a jump of almost 5,000 jobs, 4,800. If you just go off the previous month in October of 2018, it was a 2,300 job jump. Yeah, again, November is kind of one of those months, if you look historically in the trends and the data, where you see that's almost really one of your peak end-of-the-year months.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of economic activity
going on.
You know, you've got football season. Sometimes you have legislative activity coming into rounding into shape for the year ahead. And lots of stuff, Christmas season, holiday season coming up. So a lot of folks go out and start spending some money, and a lot of jobs start coming from that. Really interesting, if you look over a little bit more of a long-term trend, the last 5 years in Tallahassee have been pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Over 15,000 jobs have been added in the last 5 years. So if you go back, that's November 2013 to November 2018, just over 15,000 jobs. That's an increase of almost 9%, 8.87%, which is really cool. And, you know, there are some really impressive industries that are really moving the needle here. Professional services, if you look, you know, so folks, this is looking at the last 12 months of job growth. You know, professional services, jobs are up 10.8%. Information technology up 5.6%. Hospitality up 3.9%. Construction up 3.9%. Manufacturing up 3%. Healthcare up 3%. Financials up 2.4%. All these things are really great indicators that our economy is continuing to move in a very prosperous direction. You know, we still have always, you know, work to do. We always want to be mm-hmm. better. But here at the Chamber, you know, again, we like to keep our fingers on the pulse, take a look at the numbers, make sure that we're moving in the right direction. And a final tidbit on that number, again, 187,800 total jobs at the end of November. That's a record high for Tallahassee. So we're kind of at this place right now where month over month we've set quite a few record highs in the last year or so. We've moved well beyond the peaks in the job numbers that were out before the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're well over those numbers, and we're really in a growth phase. And you know, I think it's evidence every time you drive around town, you just about see something under construction or something
absolutely.
Coming soon.
And, you know, more good things to come in 2019, I'm sure.
No doubt. In fact, the first sort of interesting ranking of the year, you know, for our accolades file.
I'm sure.
We were, what, a couple of days into the new year?
And
we see this new headline.
I want to say two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of amazing. We were ranked in the 10 best places to move to get a fresh start in 2019. That's by Livability. And I think that is just really cool. So if you know anybody who needs to get a fresh start, if you need one yourself, we'd be happy to welcome you right here in That's Tallahassee. Right.
Yeah, we've got lots we can help you with on that front. And, you know, again, folks, we wanted to kind of do this show as a way to sort of frame up things that are going on in the community, give you a sense of where we are, and really give you some talking points on how you can brag about Tallahassee. Because, you know, as we were talking in a production meeting earlier, there's a lot to brag on. There's a lot to be proud of here in Tallahassee. You know, we have our challenges. We have the issues, some issues that we face. And, you know, we talk about those on this show too. But sometimes it's good to kick off your year in a real positive mindset. And, you know, as we prepare to bring you a really great slate of guests to come talk about their businesses and what those businesses mean for Tallahassee, and a lot of interesting personalities. We thought this would be a fun way to just give you some interesting things to chew on here in the beginning of the year. And hopefully the next time you're out at a cocktail party, or maybe you're at a kid's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese or the Jungle Gym out at the park, you've got something that you can be armed with when someone says, yeah, well, what's so great about Tallahassee? You can tell them. You can listen to this podcast. You can check out some of these links and some of these stories and get a really good, well-rounded perspective on how to brag about our community a little bit more in the year ahead.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to this, I would just like to direct you to follow us on social media. We constantly post things like this, and we love to celebrate the great community that we live in, and we invite you to join us in doing that. So follow us at Tal Chamber, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also our website, www.talchamber.com. You'll find lots of good information there about all the great things that Tallahassee has to offer.
And be sure to stay tuned again for the Chamber Podcast in 2019. We're going to be bringing these to you now every or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, great guests. We've got a really wonderful lineup of folks coming your way to a listening device near you real soon. And we're always excited to kick off a new year and start aggregating a new set of rankings and accolades for our community. So thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you being with us. As always, visit us at www.talchamber.com for more information on how you can get engaged with Tallahassee and our business community here at the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll talk to you soon.